Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. The boys are back in town. We're all in the Navy Yard. Second straight day. I feel like it's been a while since we've all been together.
Minus one.
Well, sure. I mean, the odds of all five of us when the show starts.
Think about this. When you say minus one, who you think it would normally be?
Nowadays, I'm telling you, White Brian has fallen to the bottom of the reliability ratings. It's a race. Now, Jeff is, I'm going to give Jeff credit. Lately, for a while now, he's here on time. Now, he leaves early a lot, but Jeff is here on time.
Hey, White Brian is here. He just said his stomach is in shambles right now.
You just put him out there on front
I think
street.
I'd rather know he's not here.
Yeah,
you just
put him on big front street right
Because if I
there.
Was there sending the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl, it would be on his air. Everybody
Yeah, you would call us from the toilet.
You know why?
We're very aware of that.
When you mess with everybody, you get it when you do something.
Yeah.
Brian don't really say much or nothing. I just think he's crazy.
He's a Giants fan. That's saying a lot.
Mets fan is worse.
A hell of a football game last night.
Yes,
in Baltimore.
It was. Yes, it was.
Detroit has an identity, man. And
yeah, they ran the ball.
They're
going
to stick to it no matter what. David Montgomery, just an absolute badass last night. Breaks that long 70-yarder late in that game. The Lions.
Now, you know they're going to, in that locker room, his boy is about to kill him.
For not scoring?
His two dudes walked him down like he was running steel.
He cut back. He should have gone.
I don't care where he went. Humphries was going to catch him.
Yeah.
Humphries was coming like a gale.
Now, if it was Gibbs, nobody's catching him. Montgomery's more of their
power
guy.
If it was Gibbs, it was over. But I'm saying, you get out like that, and a dude suck up 5 yards like that, you're in trouble.
It is.
That's one thing athletes will do. Yeah, you had a big run, dog, but damn. What happened to that speed you say you had?
Some of these. Listen, Detroit deserves all the credit. They went to Baltimore. And that stadium was buzzing. We had friends there. Governor Moore was there with Stephen A. Smith. Monty was there sending me pictures. Locks was there. That stadium, when they've got a big game at night like that, it goes. They do it right. And Detroit did not blink. They showed up and just, frankly, kicked the Ravens'
ass.
Basically,
what Detroit did was say, your defense, this used to be a defensive town. They didn't believe in that anymore. They were running straight up the gut. I'm not talking about trick plays. They were going straight downhill and blowing them the hell off the ball. And it was consistent.
Did they, from the start to the finish?
Yes.
And Goff was super efficient. Goff was really good on third down. Goff finished the game 20-28 for 200 yards passing with a touchdown. The Ravens... offensively are excellent.
Yeah.
Lamar last night was excellent.
Yeah.
Lamar was 21 of 27, completed 78% of his passes for almost 300 yards with three touchdowns. and you lose at home.
Yeah, Derek got to stop. He got to stop fumbling now.
Three fumbles in three games.
Yeah.
Dude, the Ravens are now 1-2. And what loss is worse?
You know what? Hold on. I'm glad you said it. You just brought something to my attention. I've been getting a phone call from this little short dude named Ben Argueta. My little buddy I play golf with that sucks in golf.
Yeah, shout out to Ben.
He's been riding me about the Commanders, but he was at the Commanders game on Sunday. And then I haven't heard from him since Sunday because he told me they were going to lose that game.
They won that game.
He told me they were going to lose. And then he was talking trash about the Ravens, and they got their tails kicked.
Just hold on real quick.
Where's
Ben? Let me confirm. Yep, they won. Washington won 41-24.
What's up, Ben? Make a phone call or text something, bro. I mean, your golf game is worse than Jeff's, but, you know, all that trash talk, you got to follow it up.
Dude, I mean, what loss is worse for the Ravens? Week one against the Bills where they cough up the late lead, or this one where they had to chase Detroit the whole night? Baltimore took the lead early in the third quarter. Lions immediately responded. What's the state of the Baltimore Ravens right now, B?
I just think their defense is in shambles. You said some guy was missing.
I think his name's Matt Ibuka.
Matt Ibuka, is he a pass rusher or is he a run stopper?
I believe he's a run stopper.
Okay, because that's what they're missing. Because they were running straight. I saw one time, I think dude was number 96. You know, big boy. Bruh, when you come off the ball and your head is going the other direction that you started from, that means that somebody just – They straight destroyed
Matt Ibuka was out and Kyle Van Noy's out. Now, Van
Noy's 96.
I got you making me find the
wrong. All I know, he fired off the ball and it looked like somebody just shot him out of a cannon because he was going full speed back towards their secondary.
96 had a rough night. Broderick Washington.
Broderick, bruh. Those offensive line was destroying you, bruh.
Broderick.
Bruh. He came off the ball, and I was like, damn. I'm serious, Jay. Like, you here. And next time you look, I'm here. They destroyed him. I mean, it was awful. But they rest everything on being a very good defensive team. It's been like that since they came back to Baltimore. This defense is not doing it right now. Not what I saw last night. They may be able to get it together, but right now it's not there.
So – I mean, listen to these numbers. The Ravens have this reputation, earned, by the way, as this really impressive defensive team. Dolphins might be the worst team in football, right?
Could be.
Dolphins have given up 97 points this year in three games.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So have the Ravens.
Yeah. But when you score 30, you're supposed to win. I'm just saying it. What did I tell you about
Coach Gibbs? They scored 40 and lost.
What did I say, Coach Gibbs? That tells you the defense is in straight shambles. Coach Gibbs, you always preach. Three touchdowns and a field goal, you should win the football game. They had more than that. And they lost by 8. They were favored by what, 6? 5.5?
I got it at 5.5.
So they lost by 8.
In our bet.
That's basically 13.5. So it's like I don't know, man.
I actually won some money on the Lions last night. I won $100. And all that did was cover my losses from the weekend. I got another stat for you.
Uh-huh.
Yards per game allowed this season.
Okay.
Cowboys defense is terrible, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Cowboys are giving up 398 per game.
You're saying that the Ravens are giving up more than them.
The Giants, shout out to White Brian. He's here. Hopefully his stomach settles. The Giants are giving up 405 yards per game.
Oh, boy.
It's funny with this Giants team that they've invested so much on that D-line.
You say 500 and what?
The Giants are giving 405 yards.
Oh, I thought you said 540.
405.
What the hell?
It's funny with the Giants they've invested so much in the D-line, and they're still getting gashed defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of the Skins when they had Chase, Montez, Allen, Payne.
But that's the thing of it, though. But the difference in that is the Giants' investment, now they have three outside pass rushers. And every time we discuss pass rushers, I tell you one thing that an offense should do, run directly at them. So Dexter Lawrence, the guy who we give a lot of credit to, he has an injury or something in his hand or arm or something like that. And if you got an injury and you are now trying to be a pass rusher.
And I wonder what kind of shape he's in, because he barely practiced.
Yeah, he barely practiced. But the thing of it is, like, when your whole thing is let's get to the quarterback, you forget that if they run it into your chest, then that's uncomfortable. You know what I mean? So all these teams with these great pass rushers that we give them great before they even become it, just run at them. Because I know if the Ravens had pass rushers last night, they didn't care. Detroit did not care one bit.
Did not care.
They were saying, okay, rush the passer. We're going to put our running back helmet in your chest and see what you're all about.
I think let's not make any premature judgments, right? Eventually we're going to get to the best and worst in the league, depending on record. I'm going to guess that the Ravens are the best 1-2 team in football, but they're still 1-2.
We got the which guy's 1-2 right now too, aren't they?
Denver.
The Chiefs.
I might take the Ravens over.
Chiefs ain't ready to just say bye yet.
Your faith in the Chiefs remains stronger than mine.
My faith in the Chiefs remains because they still got 15, and we saw in the last game they had somebody emerge as a possible go-to guy.
Yeah, Thornton.
And he going to keep throwing it to him.
My faith in the Ravens, they still got 8.
They got 8. But 8, because 8 can't play defense.
Nope.
That's where the problem for me with the Ravens comes.
They lost Mike McDonald 2 years ago now, mm-hmm. the D coordinator.
Yeah.
And Mike McDonald is a really, really sharp coach. They have not looked the same. And the way they got gashed last night, maybe it's just injury related, but you're going to have injuries. Injuries happen.
Yeah.
You look at that AFC North right now. The good news for the Ravens, as much as everybody thought the AFC North would be a really tough, tough division, you've got the Bengals at the top. But with Browning now.
Ain't no telling what that.
No. You got the Steelers. The Steelers and the Bengals are tied at 2-1 for the division lead. Both have a negative point differential. The Steelers may have a formula of playing good D and Rodgers just kind of controlling it. They're not going to be explosive, but maybe that's enough. The Ravens don't have that big of a hole. Like I think the Ravens can dig out of this thing.
If they can't stop people from running the football, it's going to be hard for them to dig out of it, RJ.
Agreed. You know who the Ravens have next?
Who?
Well, I guess we'll decide who the best 1-2 team is.
They got
the
Chiefs.
They go to Kansas City on Sunday.
Mm.
Andy's going to watch that tape.
Yeah.
Pacheco, Hunt.
Pacheco and Hunt going to be running down the middle.
You know who's a really efficient third down quarterback?
Patrick.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of the Ravens. They got real problems defensively. So the stat I was saying, Dallas is giving up 398 a game. Okay. Dallas's defense stinks. The Giants are giving up 405 per game.
Mm.
The Ravens are giving up 415 yards per game.
Damn. That's bad.
I saw a poet this morning. I had to mess with her. I said, oh, I went to bed early. What happened in that game? She just said, don't do this to me, JP. I'm not sure I understand. At the end of the first half, Detroit honestly had a chance to really put a lot of pressure on Baltimore, and they didn't do it. Detroit gets that goal line stand at the end of the first half, which was really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they stopped Henry 3 times and sacked Lamar once.
And made him fumble.
Detroit gets the ball there. And it's like 3 pass plays. And so Baltimore gets the ball back, and then they're able to score.
They went.
That was the only
sequence. They went on 2 90-plus yard drives last night.
Crazy.
They got the ball in the 5. They went down to score.
They had a 98-yard drive and a 96-yard drive.
Yeah, 94 then. But I'm just like, dude, you don't want that on your resume. And I understand, like, Ben is trying to blame Zach Orr. Those players got to eventually have some damn pride and start playing some ball. As I'm sitting, number 96, Zach Orr didn't tell him to run in there and get hit in the face and run out the other way, going the other direction.
Broderick.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I can understand wanting to blame the D coordinator, especially when you see a lot of coverage busts. But, I mean, they're just lining up and running it down your throat. Is that the D coordinator?
No. That's a manhood issue right there.
And shout out to Doc. That's a manhood issue.
Yeah. That big bro, tell me.
What do you make of Detroit?
It seemed to have found something, you know? And I think the question you asked, like we asked this the other day, are they that good? Are the Ravens' D-line just that bad? They were not running any tricks. They were just set hut and here, like power, wham, right up the middle. And there was nothing the Ravens could do about it.
I did love the touchdown run they had where they put St. Brown in the backfield with the little pitch. That was great.
That's a play we ran very similar. Back, I would line up at the fullback, and we had a tail. I get the ball handed off, and then I go around. But they went for him, and I just went on to the end zone.
Bang. You look at that NFC North now. Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit are all 2-1, all with positive point differentials. The Lions and the Vikings are plus 25. The Packers are plus 20. NFC North looks good. I don't know what the Vikings are, depending on how long you got to lean on Carson Wentz. I think reports of the Lions' demise by losing their coordinators might be a little premature.
Well, the thing about it, I think the Lions very much have exactly what I think Washington is trying to build upon.
Culture.
The mindset of the coach that the players are buying into, and they are not the coach pushing it, but the players really believe in it. You know what I'm saying? And when you begin to get the players believing in it, then now they begin to feel like indebted to each other. You got a world of difference. You can change up things then. But the Lions, they lost two coordinators, but the guy who's the straw that stirred that drink is still there. That's Dan Campbell.
That was kind of my thing with the Lions is, yeah, you lost the coordinators, but Dan Campbell, I think Dan Campbell plays the meathead role very well, but I think he's actually a super smart football guy and is all about toughness. I think a lot of people, and we've pointed this out before, a lot of people believe Dan Campbell was like a linebacker or something.
Oh, he's a tight end.
He was a tight end, and he came up with Parcells and Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are some gifted offensive minds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think people misrepresent who Campbell is. This is a guy that won a Super Bowl. Like, he's a dude, man.
See, a person that comes out and talks brash and can be a little loud at times, the person who's afraid of that has made that to a negative to people in this world. You know, normally if a person says something straight back at you, the first thing people say, well, why you got to go that way? You know, you show a lack of intelligence when you start having to scream and say different things. No, you know what I mean? You're just scared of him. If you listen to what he's saying, no matter if he said it loud or quiet, he says some intelligent stuff.
Right.
You know, so the world has been formulated by a lot of people who are just afraid of the realness of the world.
Do the Ravens have a Derrick Henry problem?
Derrick Henry has a Derrick Henry problem right now. He needs to just hold on to the ball. Because the one
it was a hell of a play by Hutchinson.
It was a hell of a play. But, dude, when that ball is visible like that, if he had that ball, like, inside and tight, Hutchinson can't knock it out. But when it's showing, they're going to take a chance and punch at it. Hell, Peanut Tillman is not big as Hutchinson, and he made a living with it. So if that ball is showing, they teach people to go for it. Tackle the ball.
Hutchinson is... Listen, to me, Bosa's hurt, Max hurt, Garrett, Parsons, Crosby are probably the elite of the elite pass rushers in the NFL.
Yeah.
Hutchinson's, like, we talked about Jaden getting his foot in the elite quarterback pool. Mm-hmm. Hutchinson's getting into that pool with the elite pass rushers.
Yeah.
Had a sack last night, forced the fumble, just constant pressure off the edge. The broadcast was saying, they're letting him move around more now. He's also still working back from a big injury last year.
But think about it. When you have a guy with that skill set, let him move around. If you put him in one spot, they can game plan for that. When he starts moving around, all of a sudden, like, hey, coach, this left guard over here, I'm eating for lunch all day. You just start putting him inside. It's very hard to game plan when that guy is down in there. Normally, that's one-on-one. You got him on the outside, you can chip him. It's hard to chip inside.
Hell of a Monday night football game in Baltimore. Lions go into Baltimore, win that game. Lions reminding the NFL that that they're serious business. Serious business here in Washington is the quarterback position. Mariota played really well this past week. But what is the situation with Jaden Daniels? Let's discuss. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, let's have a conversation about Jaden Daniels. Marcus Mariota played against the Raiders, played well. I think there's a real expectation when Mariota steps out there that he's going to play well. I think if you think differently at this point, you're blinded by like a Netflix documentary that was unfair to a good man, or like his track record in Tennessee 11 years ago. At this point, I'm quite comfortable in Marcus Mariota. Yeah. Brian, I imagine you are too.
I am.
Dan Quinn spoke with the media. I was on the Zoom yesterday and was asked kind of, hey, what's the deal with Jaden at this point?
Still listening to him as day to day. And then as we get into Wednesday, I'll be more qualified to, you know, hit us on what types of practice and what we can hit on to go. So he went through some things today, some more tomorrow, and that'll lead us up into Wednesday. But when we get together prior to practice, I'll have a better idea for the plan. We've not nailed that down for the week as of yet.
Okay. They're still saying he's day to day.
I wouldn't expect to hear anything come out of Dan's mouth but what he just said.
So later in his media session, I asked him, kind of knowing what this answer was going to be or expecting a certain answer, I just asked, Mariota played really well. Does that impact the timeline or the plan with Jaden?
I think, JP, you probably heard me talk. I was probably one of the least surprised people in the stadium that he played well. Like, I just see him. I know what he is and how it goes. But as far as tying one to the other, that's not part of the deal. We just have a lot of trust in him and how we would go about it. But, man, we'll lean into the medical people and where we're at and what to do. But that type of preparation for him, it's just that kind of steady, consistent way. So, but they're not tied together, to answer your question.
Now, I'm going to use my mind.
Do I believe that 100% to be factual? No, I don't.
Right.
I believe, yes, if we're not going to make a sole decision based off of that fact, but the fact that he played that well and your team responded that well and you're playing against a team that scored 0 points, if we felt a little bit more comfortable to go another week with my main guy sitting out and going with this guy, I have extreme confidence in it. You know what I'm saying? But if my guy is 100% ready to go, I'm letting my guy go. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I listen, I think Dan shoots it as straight as they come. But the question you asked, good question. I wouldn't, if I felt yes, it's tied with the other, with the way, the fact that he played so well and we have so much confidence in him, yeah, I feel this make me want to, I wouldn't say it publicly either. You know what I mean? Some things are unnecessary at this point. You know, yeah, you got to write a story. You ask a question. But also, remember we used to do a little thing about what they didn't say?
Yeah.
I think that you the guys that are around football enough, you know what they didn't say and you know what they wanted to say well enough to be able to take that answer and understand, look, he ain't lying to you. But he's surely not going to tell you 100% the truth.
My thought with the way Mariota is playing and frankly has played in Washington. In Washington, over the past 2 seasons, Mariota's now appeared in 4 games, started mm-hmm. 1. He's completing 75% of his passes with 5 touchdowns against 0 picks.
Yeah.
Like, I think because of the faith and confidence they have in Mariota, I think if they had, you look around the league this past Sunday and you see some of the backup quarterback play, Jake Browning, there was some bad quarterback play,
totally,
right?
Totally.
I think if that was the situation here and Jaden's at 85%, we're ready to go. But I think because of Mariota, it's like, all right, let's get Jaden to 100. Let's get Jaden to 98%. Let's get him to the healthiest he's going to be in the middle of an NFL season. I do think that allows some leeway. The internet's going a little crazy this morning. I haven't heard the audio, but Bickle this morning on the Junkies said somebody he's talked to said that this Jaden thing is actually going to be a few more weeks. I'm trying to. So EB said on the Junks this morning, Jaden's wearing a brace and that the injury could be more than a 1-2 week thing. The brace, I mean, that's kind of been openly discussed.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even consider a brace particularly, like, alarming at this point. I don't really think of that as a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you get to a situation where he misses 2 weeks, yeah, I guess that is more than a 1-2 week thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a 2 week thing. I guess some folks are not thrilled that DQ keeps saying day to day if it's longer than day to day, but I think.
But what if it's truly day to day? Okay, and he has a setback in practice or when he's out there working on stuff, and it goes another week. We had a doctor come on this show, and he said, "No, I have not worked with Jaden, but if it's a grade 1." It could be 1 to 3 weeks. Do you not?
Yep.
So if I've already told you a possible grade 1 is 1 to 3 weeks, do I have to update the 1 to 3 weeks every time I talk? So that is where we've gotten to a point where us as laymen, and we talk on the radio. We're very good at talking on the radio, but we don't know what the hell we're talking about half the time when it comes to a medical issue. And just because somebody else says, well, man, it could be longer than that. I'm not going to dismiss what the coach is saying because the coach has a right and has a reason to protect certain information. And he may think it's going to be only a week. They told him it's a 1 to 2 week thing, 1 to 3 weeks. And based off of that, knowing how Jaden is, we expect him to come back and play sooner. But what if something just messes up a little bit longer and if the pain is still there? You go with the guy that you have that's just healthy right now and let him go. But I don't believe in questioning everything somebody says. Because I don't think I'm being honest with you. Been around a lot of coaches. Been around a lot of people. I don't think Dan Quinn comes and tell you an outright 100% lie just because.
I agree with that. I don't think Jaden's playing this week. I think last week there was some real discussion, and then they were like, all right, it's going to be Marcus. I think it's going to be Marcus again. Whether that is strictly Jaden related or if it's Marcus related, I've talked with some folks. I don't think Jaden plays this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ruling it out. Maybe he even practices. Maybe they want to get him back on the practice field before they get him back on the playing field.
Well, I would think that if he doesn't practice, it would be criminal to just throw him out on the football field if he doesn't practice.
Right.
You know, so, and that is what Dan says all the time. We have a plan, and he has to get on the field and hit certain markers before we decide to put him out there. So the man he's told us every step along the way. But, man, the world right now is about who comes out and say it first or whatever, and they're going to keep looking. And there are some people who will tell you stuff, and they don't must have 100% facts either. So I don't know. We'll see.
I think what Bickle said was fair. Can we play the EB? You want to play it when we come back? All right, we're coming right back. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, a little traffic report here. We're off and running fast this morning. At 11:30, Commanders tight end John Bates will join the program. John did not play this past week. DQ kind of hinted he wouldn't, said it was a long shot. We'll ask John where he stands for the Atlanta game, plus what he thought of the run game, which was super impressive against the Raiders. At 12:30, University of Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith will join the program. Really excited to talk to Jim. He is everywhere, dude. I follow him on Instagram, and this dude is out there really, really trying to build support for the Terps. Terps are also 4-0 with a huge game against the Washington Huskies coming up. They get a bye this week, and then the Huskies. I mean, think about that. Washington Huskies coming to College Park.
Oh, boy.
I mean, Washington versus Maryland, Big Ten football.
They're going to be – like, you go up to Washington, University of Washington, and you come to Maryland, they're gonna be, it's gonna be culture shock for them.
It's gonna be a different world.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to that Washington Stadium a couple of years back. It's awesome.
I played at the golf course.
Right on the water. Oh, I bet the golf course is beautiful.
Sweet.
I bet. Yes. Tischler's doing a golf trip where he's going to play Duke, Carolina, and NC State's golf courses. That's a pretty cool trip.
I didn't get my invitation. I don't understand what's going on.
Hey, Mitch. B wants to go.
Yeah, man. I understand. You want to just take the guys you just beat up on. I understand.
When the Mitchells get together on the golf course, they tend to take my money. I can tell you that. 1 o'clock, our boy Barstool Nate will join us. And at 1:30, Commandante Tequila sent us fake golf balls. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to send Jeff out into the alley with White Brian. Hopefully, we'll be able to stream it. And Jeff's going to try to hit one of these fake golf balls. They may explode. Jeff may not generate enough torque to explode it.
We're going to hit a golf ball.
If it be the other part, if he doesn't explode it and just hits his golf ball in the alley, it could very easily break some windows.
Nah. That golf ball right there is not going hard enough to break no window. I'm telling you, it feels like a damn ping pong ball.
Yeah, I don't know.
With some sand in it.
Yeah, these are very bizarre.
Did you hit Commander and ask him again about these golf balls, Jeff? What did he tell you when you asked the question? He went, hee-hee or something.
That's kind of his standard
weird.
Voice.
Yep, he said, shh, hee-hee, have a little fun.
All right, so Jeff's going to hit an exploding golf ball at 1:30.
But it feels too light.
Yeah, because it's not a golf ball.
You know what? I think it may have a little, what's called in here? Like, what's the stuff they put in the firecracker?
We're going to find out.
Oh, like the powder.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
I did at least want to play Bickle's Cut because I haven't heard this yet. I just saw people on the internet running with it. Let's hear what EB said this morning about Jaden.
And it was my immediate reaction when I heard right before the game that they said if this was a playoff game, he wouldn't even be close to it. There was no consideration of him playing. That's how,
right?
Like, he just wasn't close to playing.
Yep.
And then it made me think, oh, wow, it's way more than just a little minor. I mean, it may be minor relatively, but it's not just like a little boo-boo, right? I was talking to somebody yesterday this is unconfirmed stuff, but that, you know, he was maybe walking around in a pretty big brace the other day.
Mm-hmm.
There's some thought that this could be beyond a 1 or 2 week.
Yeah, I'm expecting him not to play this weekend in Atlanta.
So, like, what Bickle said versus mm-hmm. how people are handling it on the internet, to me, are quite different.
See, and that this is why, and I'm only saying this information because he just said what he said and we played it. I am privy to so much information that I never, ever bring to the airways because you know what? If I don't have facts about something, I don't go talk about it. I was also told by someone, and the fact that I didn't come to the air and say it because it's someone, I don't think it's someone close enough to know anything, that if it was a playoff game, he'll play. See what I'm saying? Two people told two people two totally different things. That's why I don't say most of the stuff because I don't care about clicks or whatever. I'm just letting people know. So when people come out to me all the time, hey, man, what you think about so-and-so? Hey, bro, I don't know. Because you're not going to be saying, I told you something. That's the whole thing. We have a damn avenue on this radio to where we have to educate too, but also we got to understand what we say will also spark conversation and attention. And I'm not going to say it when I think, if I don't have facts, you've heard me give you facts. And when I told you stuff, it happens. And we talked about it on air. But the mere fact, just because somebody says something, depending on who that person is where I'm going with. If the person not the doctor or somebody real close to him, if you ain't got the same blood running through your veins he does, I ain't saying a damn thing. Because everybody got some information from somebody. That's why I don't say it. Because he didn't mean any harm when he said.
Right, like.
But people are going to run with it, and right. That's the thing about it. We all know that fact already, that there are a bunch of idiots on the internet that want to run with stuff. Don't give them nothing to run with.
Surrounded by idiots on the internet.
Lando. Yes.
For me, the Jaden thing, if there's like a quest for truth on this and you're upset that the coach isn't giving it to you, welcome to pro football.
He's not going to give it to you. Listen, man.
Now, if there's a different concern that, yo, Jaden's really hurt and he's going to miss 6 weeks, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
But,
I think that'll be discussed. But let's be real. There's a certain thing called HIPAA. You know that? That doesn't seem to work in pro sports, right? Like, normally if you're an individual and your doctor says something, your doctor can get in trouble. Anybody around you can get in trouble. Am I right? Those laws, HIPAA laws, whatever you call it, when it comes down to the doctor and nobody can say your information. But in pro football, everybody seems to know everything that goes on with everybody. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
So let's be real. The coaches sometimes, I don't think they are held. I think they may be held to it. I think most people in the whole industry is held to it. But they don't say 100% of everything because they don't want to end up in some trouble. Certain things they just can't say. And certain things I'm not going to say because it gives somebody an advantage or a disadvantage. And I'm not finna damn sure I'm not going to give a team all the information to prepare for me. They need to think everything I'm saying all the time.
When we return, let's take a spin around the NFL. There are, I believe, 6 undefeated teams in the NFL. Who's the best? There's a bunch of teams that are 0-3, winless teams in the NFL. Who's the worst? And who's the best in the middle? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.